as Commissioner McGuffey suggested, you know, we're looking at different avenues or trying to figure out how we can take this abundance of wealth that we're enjoying from TRIC and distributing it amongst the happy recipients here in Story County. My question to you is, based upon the realities of the fact that we need, for example, a couple of fire department or installations out in Trick, the fact that the abatements are substantial and that the revenue is not necessarily as abundant, you know, C Street's not awash with cash. My question to you is, if we had the opportunity to distribute cash after the end of this audit, would there be any in your eyes, in your estimation? Would you suggest that we redistribute any available wealth that might be coming from there? Or is there an abundance of wealth that we have access to?
To be honest with you, I think that's way above my head.
You guys can get closer to the podium so the microphone
Picks
you up.
You know, my job is kind of look at these and say if they're in the correct, you know, the correct financial situation. I like to think that you would be able to take these then as a county and make the decision. But as far as giving suggestions like that, that's really something that's beyond my.
Okay, Mr. Gallagher, any comment on that?
Yeah, we've been looking at the redistribution for quite some time, and having a ending fund balance does not mean it's free income. Humboldt County has an ending fund balance of probably around $60 million right now. That's due to the fact that they've got net proceeds of mines. They haven't done anything. Same thing with Lander County. You mentioned it several weeks ago or a couple months ago that, you know, where I'm coming from is I want to be prudent with everything we do. I don't know what's on that horizon. I mean, obviously, this next budget session is going to be a dandy because there's things out there in the industrial park that we're going to have to probably be obligated for operations. That operations is not going to be inexpensive by any stretch of the imagination. And so, I would love to be in a position to say, you know, I would love to do this, but I am so concerned about what would happen on IE 2007, where it doesn't take but one little chink and everything goes down the drain. Doesn't make any difference how many safeguards you got against it. So I try and at least from my viewpoint, try and inform the county manager and the commission and also you guys that, you know, I'd like to keep a little bit in back, to tell you the truth, because I don't know where we're going to go with it. We've got several issues on the line, and I think they will clear up by the time I think June 30th of this year will go. Hopefully before the budget season ends, so we can take a look at it, because we've got obviously issues with the industrial park. We've got a pipeline issue we're dealing with right now. It's just too new right now, Sam. And I wish I could say, you know, I'd like to take this amount and do it. We've also looked at this either as a tax rebate or a refund of sorts, and we're still in that process to see if we can do it. Now, I would rather do the refund process than a rebate process because it's simpler, because we can understand how much we can give up at any particular time. I like that, but taxation doesn't for some reason or another. So we're still working through that, and I have a feeling by the end of the budget session, I think we'll have a pretty good clear understanding of what's going on. I really do.
Thank you. Again, congratulations on your successful punching through the first effort, and good luck to the next one. I'd just like to share your sort of cautious optimism. I'm the kind of guy who likes to pay down debt and who likes to you know, not necessarily, you know, be happy with the kind of money that we have. It's important to be cautious, conservative, and fiscally responsible. So thank you very much, gentlemen. Appreciate your time.